No, a little bit disappointing, Andrew, but the way things are going, you know, I think I'm pretty sure it's the right decision's been made. And, yeah, look, we'll just look ahead to next year now.
So this was announced in recent days as we now speak to you. Is this a culmination of the recent spike in cases in recent days, or is this brewing? A lot of country footy leagues have returned to some training whatsoever, but still with tentative dates. How is it playing out for Ovens and Murray and Lavington in recent weeks and days?
Yeah, I think it was tentative. I think they were sort of, there was talk of a 9-game season, but you know, the recent spike again back in Victoria has just thrown things into disarray a bit. And I think the percentage of the clubs were pretty keen to call a season.
So what's the breakdown roughly of Victorian versus New South Wales clubs in your comp? Because you do traverse the border, don't you?
Yes, we do. There's three in Victoria. Four in Victoria.
And was there any ever thought that the New South Wales clubs would play without the Victorian teams, or was it all in, one in all in sort of? Or
no, it was one in all in, mate. Yeah, it was never going to be that New South Wales would play and Vicky wouldn't.
So have your boys been training? Have they been preparing, thinking they were going to play, or has that been something else?
Yeah, they've they've only been back at training for the last 3 weeks, I think, yeah.
So what, obviously disappointed but understanding, is this a case where players perhaps are more disappointed, officials and committee are more understanding? Is that the best way to describe it?
There's probably a few players that are disappointed, but I think they'd have been happy a month ago to have a decision made, you know, just so they could get on with what they're doing and make some decisions themselves and probably set some things in the future for themselves.
So was it voted upon as a collective group of clubs, or was it more so the league itself decided this was the safest thing to do?
No, there was a league meeting last night and it was voted upon by the presidents of each club.
Are we allowed to know the breakdown? Do you know whether it was clear-cut or what the vote
think
was?
I think it was seven clubs that were keen to finish the year, and there might have been three that still wanted to play some sort of football.
And I guess one factor is the New South Wales restrictions and what you can do compared to Victoria. So it would have been farcical to have a situation where some clubs on your side of the border can have a few hundred people buying a beer and putting some revenue back into the club, where on this side it was totally different.
Yeah, exactly right. Yes.
So where's the flag going to sit for the next almost a year? Is it someone's home or is it tucked away safely? Where is the flag?
Oh, look, we'll look after it. It's tucked away up at the club, and we'll look forward to unfurling it next year.
Look, we certainly understand why this has been done, and plenty of leagues now announcing this, and health and safety is paramount, but it still doesn't take away the disappointment. All the best going forward, Pete, to your club, and you'll be the reigning premiers for a little longer than you thought, at least off the field.
Yeah, we certainly will.
Thanks for taking the call, Pete.
Great. Thanks, Andrew.